In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please be seated.
The image burned itself into my consciousness when I saw it earlier this week. It was a photograph. A man and woman locked in an intense embrace. His face turned toward the camera, a single dark tear trailing down his cheek. Her body arched, an elegant swan-like neck extended. Her face blocked from view, and yet the power of that arching neck carried down the length of her body as she pressed against her partner. Her red sari, with the gold embroidered edge, rippling in folds around her. Both of them, the color of the dove gray dust, encased in shrouds of debris. They had died together in each other's arms in the collapse of the building in which they worked in Bangladesh. Love is stronger than death. Another image, equally unforgettable, an ancient icon painted in Russia almost a millennium ago. The body of Jesus is being lowered from the cross. His mother embraces his upper body, which folds in on itself in its lifelessness. The maternal tenderness in her cradling gesture is unmistakable as the men struggle to remove Jesus from the instrument of his death. Love is stronger than death. That phrase seems to make no sense because, you know, we know love. Love is marked by touch and talk and feeling and interacting with our beloved. We embrace, we cry, we laugh together. We push our beloved away in anger. We cradle our child. We smell our beloved's perfume or our baby's sweet, warm baby powder scent. That's love. It's an emotion that's embodied. It's a part of our very bodies. And death is the end of our bodies, right? But love is stronger than death. That is what Jesus is saying today in the Gospel of John. He says, I love all of these whom you have given to my charge. I love them, and because of that, they have come to know your divine love. And I will love them all, always. Always. Love is stronger than death. Jesus' human body died. We heard that story of the Good Friday that was not good, the day when Jesus was crucified and died. But after 3 days in the place of the dead, he rose again. And we heard that story of resurrection on Easter Sunday. And in these past several weeks, these days of the Easter season, we've heard the story of Jesus' return after the resurrection for his final instructions to his disciples to continue the work that he began. This past Thursday was the Feast of the Ascension, when Jesus left for the final time, going to be with his heavenly Father. We would not see him again on earth until the last days, the second coming. End of story, right? Sure seems that way. Jesus was here among us. He died. He rose again. He came back for a little while. He ascended into heaven. Gone. The story ended. But love is stronger than death. If it were not so, How could we be so moved by the photograph of that man and woman locked in a final embrace amidst the debris in Bangladesh? If it were not so, how could we not share the heartbreak of Mary as she embraced the poor, lifeless, broken body of her son? No, love is stronger than death. Jesus' love for us was so great that he died to redeem us from our sins. His love was so great that he came back just to make sure that his disciples were on task. His love was so great that even when he ascended into heaven, he said, "I love you, and I'll be back later." Love is stronger than death. I cannot begin to list the stories that I've been told by parishioners who have lost a dear one and who feel their presence, even to the point of believing that they've seen their beloved one. It's true for me. My father died when I was just 17. 2 years later, in a time of personal turmoil, I was walking down the street and there was a man walking in front of me, and I looked and I saw him walking. I was utterly convinced that it was my father, and just seeing him calmed my heart. Whether it was my father or someone who looked and walked like my father was irrelevant. At a time when I needed to sense his protection, his love, I felt his presence. Neuroscientists would have a scientific explanation for that experience. I'd say something a little different. Not disagreeing with them, but viewing it through my own lens. I would say, love is stronger than death. When I needed him, my father was there. Perhaps it was an idealized view in my own mind, a neurological or psychological phenomenon, because I missed him and I needed him. It didn't matter. The love I felt from him and for him in that moment transcended the fact that he had been dead and buried for 2 years. Love is stronger than death, and it supports us in ways beyond number. Jesus' love for us, a love beyond our imagining, saves us, heals us, encourages us, comforts us. He promises the continuation of that love until the end of time. He says, "Surely I am coming soon." And in the time when we feel most lost, most in need, we sense his love, the constancy of it, the presence of it. On this Sunday, we are approaching the end of the retelling of the story of Jesus' history and his work on earth. Our bishop reminded us at this week's clergy conference that next week, Pentecost, is really the close of the retelling of Jesus' story. Then something shifts in our work in the church between Pentecost and Advent. It is now time for our story, our response to what God did. It becomes a time of doing for us after all God has done. We can only do that, the praying, the discerning, the working, because of the love that Jesus showed us and taught us. And if the love ended when Jesus ascended to heaven, we would be lost. But it didn't end. It doesn't end. Love is stronger than death, and we, the people of Jesus, are marked forever as the ones who received that love. Thus marked, we are the ones who are intended to share that love, not a transitory kind of love, not a mere embrace, a forever kind of love, a love that is stronger than death. Love God. Love your family. Love your neighbors. Love your enemies. Love those whom you don't understand. Love those whom you don't know. Love them all with a love stronger than death. Love them with a love that is eternal life. Love them with Jesus' love. Amen.